It's like calling someone so far, far away. But actually, everything is now.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't thought before that this is the visible object, mm-hmm. and this is heart, mm-hmm. and thinking, and sound. But by studying the teachings, one knows one do not have to call in a distance for someone who's over there, because the reality is now. So from understanding and has firmly well established Satyayana, it will come closer and closer to what is now appearing right now, what is appearing. We don't have to think about the Aramana Upanisiyapatiya, but the characteristic which is Anantarupa Rusya is now to be studied, to be known as no self. Otherwise, it's like thinking a lot about it, not understanding the characteristic of a reality, which people might doubt so much about whether what is the visible object, right? They haven't heard about this before.
Mm.
So when they heard about visible object, they had doubt, where is it and where shall I know it? But it's right now, not thinking about anything at all. Visible object is not appearing at all, just visible object. Even when that's name it at all. And this is what Satipatthana is, because it's not just the understanding, theoretical knowledge, but it is studying, beginning to learn to see that visible object is in daily life, anytime there is seeing. So it depends on the accumulation of understanding to realize the true nature of reality is at its little by little. Don't think about how can there be sharper understanding, because without the understanding from moment to moment, there will never be the sharp. And it has to go with detachment. So whenever there is the desire or attention or even wanting to understand it more, even just a little bit, that is the lobha, see? It's very difficult to understand lobha, but panya can be finer and finer to understand everything as it is. So the goal of studying is to really understand this moment, the natural reality. My Arun Panisaya is now here.
It's not there.
This one.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay. That was said that attention changes by two ways. One way is deliberate inclination.
It's changing all the time by conditions.
But, yes.
And while we study the condition mm-hmm. of everything, mm-hmm. just to have conditions to understand it as non-self. But it's not to name it or call it at all.
But can I ask for more on this, like in details, about two kinds of changing attention by deliberate inclination or the because of intrusiveness of the new objects that comes?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter, because mm-hmm. as long as one keep on thinking about it,
mm-hmm.
there is no attention or no awareness of reality right now.
Mm-hmm.
So one cannot help thinking, but one knows that when thinking arises, it's only time of thinking, not time of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So what is more important, to think about the conditions or to understand?
To understand.
That's it. That's why there can be awareness of that moment as not understanding reality. It's only thinking about the world. And this will be developed by conditions little by little, when there's more hearing and more understanding.
So when you talk about understanding becoming finer and finer, that happens naturally. If they're right understanding, it happens naturally, it develops and gets finer and finer. Mm-hmm.
So one know the path clearer, because the path has to go with detachment.
It's very helpful, Ajahn, to know that, because before when I was listening to you, I didn't know that, and now you told that, so it's very important.
Mm-hmm.
That it's And I like you said, the books are introduction.
Right, maybe just introduction to right understanding. Otherwise, if this life is only knowing about just the introduction, but not the reality, that's just not enough. Mm. Because next life we don't know what would one be again, able to hear again, or still keep on learning about introduction again. So one has to understand that all the Tipitaka is the introduction.
And I think we used to think so long stories even about the right words, but it's still not the beginning.
Earlier you said when people hear about a physical object, they think, where is it and how can I experience it and so forth, and they still inclined to have thoughts, you know, how can I experience it better or things like that. So that is just when I
started. Yeah. And you don't have to think about citta follows one another in this way at all, because it's not moment of understanding the process, but it's the matter of developing the understanding of our reality at a time. Like visible object right now, it takes time to really understand it, even from hearing, when there is no thinking at all, one can see that, and naturally it's there, it's now. See, exactly the same as in the book said. Without thinking, there is no one. But thinking has to arise, no matter to whom, Buddha or his disciple.
Like my conditions. And like even when one sees someone in the morning and inquires after their welfare and their sleep, is it kusala, kusala viyakata, Lucas?
I think no need to think of it.
No, but the point is to understand that it's not just some details we study, but it's daily life. So even when we inquire about someone's welfare or about daily life, because some people think that this is not Dharma.
Excuse me, Sarah?
I said, because some people think this is not Dharma, like helping other people or inquiring after their welfare or taking care of one's
friends. Yeah, but
friends.
The point is, Sarah, I don't know that.
Sorry?
I don't know that.
That's why we're discussing it, though.
Yeah.
So that we begin to understand that it's not just some details we study in terms of dharmas in the book, but that even at such times when we inquire after the welfare or we...
I think it's a helpful reminder, like in suttas, in kusala.
When we were coming out on the coach, we're talking about kind of medical things and this and that, because Anna's had quite a lot of health problems. So I wondered if you might give any good reminders about when someone, like if Anna has some health problems, or the way to consider it. Because usually we have long stories about me, my body, my health, these problems. So.
I think that life changes by conditions, but we don't know the accumulation, so that we cannot say whether it will change. But we hope that all the Upanisya Kochara is very important, because no one can do anything, but the teachings and the good things could help when there's more understanding about how great compassion Buddha taught in order to have everyone understood his teachings to be good person, do good deeds and study the teachings wisely, not just for oneself, but for developing all kinds of kusala. Otherwise there's no or not enough conditions for panya to arise. Because a kusala cannot condition panya. That's why good deed will support panya, little by little. When one is good, no need to ask whether today have I done any good deeds. like a person said to me yesterday, that she extend her merit of goodness to her mother, late mother. But one day she didn't do anything good at all. So she's so ashamed that she didn't have merit or good deed to extend to her mother. See, there are many ways of thought and thinking, from understanding, thinking about kusala in a day.
Instead of always thinking about me and my problems or my body my health. Yeah. When one's helping other people, one forgets all about one's problem or one's sickness. It's true.
No time to think about oneself. That's the best thing. Otherwise, it's self-centered again and again in a day, all time. Very more difficult to eradicate the idea of self.
And even if one is in the waiting room waiting to see the doctor, or feet lying in bed not feeling well, still one can think about the other's welfare or think of ways to help.
Even just be friendly, that's enough.
Be friendly to other patients in the waiting room. Or
if we talk about the kusala, may I mention abhayadana?
Yes.
Because this kind of kusala is by understanding. And you mentioned the Shila, Virati Shila, and Charita Shila. So Ajahn, that means like the natural tendency for Shila and the other Shila, Virati Shila, like restraining.
By by accumulation of Upanishya, Kotara,
Charita Shila.
Everything good, because you see that every moment is accumulated, all kusala and akusala. But for Upanishya Kotara, it is meant only wholesome deeds which will lead to understanding the reality. Because it can be protection. This understanding at moment when kusala would arise. But it's like the wall between the akusala and kusala. Then kusala grows or develop more, akusala will get less. But don't be careless or underestimate the
akusala that
accumulated.
That's been accumulated. Yeah.
That's why we have to have good deeds and good person.
And I mentioned to Anne the comment you had made yesterday when you were talking to Lucas and Alberto about addictions, and when I asked about it afterwards, I wasn't there at the time, and you mentioned about how important it is to understand this kind of lobha, because otherwise the person who is so addicted could do anything, even kill mother and father at the right time. So is this because of the intense desire for that drug that one can do anything? This is what you meant. Your man was interested in this. Anything you wanted to add?
And this builds up all this to the degree that it can do any unexpected thing.
In the next life.
Next life is the result of this one.
So this is why there is a precept about the intoxicant, because of the danger of accumulating this tendency.
In Thailand, there's a young man. He is very interested in the teachings, but he doesn't have the, what you call, natural mind as we have. Not yet insane, but sometimes. And he takes drugs and he goes to the hospital, and he will come back once in a 4 years.
Come to hospital, or come to the foundation?
And to the treatment. Mental state. But he listened to Dharma all day, and he followed my words, no matter what I said.
He has to go to the hospital every 4 years.
And he gets better and better. So next life, he might have lots of panya. But in this life, it's quite... He should have more understanding. But since after the result of the accumulation to be such person in his mind, so it keeps him away from understanding better. But since he is so interested, so he listens every day. And he's has accumulation to follow the teachings, not just to read. This is more important. More important than read and know anything but not follow. It's useless then. It's like useless to have introduction to understand reality right now, but never understand. So the condition is very, very complex. It's beyond one's understanding about one's own accumulation. That's why Buddha taught us to not be careless, or underestimate akusala.
Otherwise, if one just reads, but it's not part of one's daily life, it's like stuck on the introduction.
And attachment to the self, so much. Even at moment of reading, for whom? If there is not for the understanding and detachment.
Concept is the object of thinking. As I understand it, it is
without that. When there is thinking.
When there is thinking, and concept is the object.
Which means
yes. Yes. Of course, thank you. When there is thinking. With that guy.
Touches
the concept and leads the other Jetasika. As well, leads. This is really not. This is not seeing that. But it's.
Vitaka does not arise with seeing.
No, I realize that.
No. Vitaka.
But vitaka does arise with thinking.
At moments of thinking of concepts, yeah.
What else is one? Oh, the other thinking would be.
Vitaka vichara?
Yes.
But so at every moment, other than seeing and hearing.
Yes.
So what's the question? What is the question?
You talked about leading other chetasikas experience the object.
Is that correct? Yes, that's a good question. Thank you, Jonathan. How does vitaka perform its function at the moment? Thank you.
Please say it again.
How does vitaka perform its function at the moment of thinking?
It thinks.
Thinks.
And citta experience the concept which vitaka thinks.
Actually, Chitta is the leader.
Yes, Chitta is the leader. That's right. That's why I was.
In other words, Chitta is like other Jetasika, but since it's the chief of experiencing, it's not any of the 52 Jetasikas.
Okay.
They arise together.
Yes.
Without all Jetasikas, Chitta cannot arise. But whenever they all arise together, Chitta is that which experiences the object.
Right.
While the other Jetasika performs its function.
So I guess my question is, how does Vitaka think?
It touches whatever object is right now.
When
it's not seeing. So we can see how moments are different. Moment seeing is short as that, like a flash. And the other ditta which follows her thinking of vitaka, which leads to that object, or the other object, any object.
So it touches the concepts until there's the idea of people sitting here, but many.
Or a shape or form, what is seen. Because Ajahn mentioned before, if vitaka thinks by words or without.
After seeing, after hearing, it's there.
So it touches, and leads the other data seeker to
experience
the same.
And performs its function.
Right. And it although the jika is the leader of experiencing, when there is thinking...
Oh, it's the faculty of experiencing. Like pasa has its function as pasa. So jitta is performs a function
of experience.
Vicha aramana lakana.
And concepts are not real. So they do not arise in the
like
fall.
Now, like now.
Yes.
And you know the meaning of maya. Couldn't
Poetic
wife. Do you know the meaning of Maya?
The Maya.
Maya.
The Maya. Maya.
Mirage.
Mirage. Mirage.
Oh, Maya. Like now.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, like, if one's when they're thinking about, you know, one's pain or some problem, actually, it's just many, many mind door processes. Vitaka touching the object, Chaitanya coordinating, just one concept at a time until there's that story.
And the just pain at that time is
unpleasant, painful bodily feeling through the body door. But only one moment of painful
right.
bodily feeling, and then so much thinking about
right.
it because of vitaka. Many
yes.
processes of thinking
there
when there's no unpleasant bodily feeling at those times at all.
Right, but there can also be bodily painful feelings arising and falling away.
Yeah, just one moment though only. It's like seeing, it seems that they're seeing all the time, but actually it's just one moment of seeing visible object. The only moment when light is experienced, and then many, many moments of thinking, so that it seems that they're seeing visible object all the time. Same when there's painful bodily feeling, it seems that there's pain that lasts a long time, but actually it's just one very short moment when painful bodily feeling arises, so short, just one moment in 17 moments in the sense door process, and then many mind door processes, no painful bodily feeling. Only.
And then painful bodily feeling can arise again.
Again, but
again,
after
yes.
many mind door processes,
yes.
But again, just one moment only.
So, who knows mind door process, see? Only with sense door process. Sense door covers the mind door.
Yeah.
Like now, there's mind door after seeing, but it does appear as mind door.
Right.
Like thinking, see? Thinking at moment seeing, visible object covers up everything.
This is why it's said that, or why Jan always says that before, plus Vipassana Jnana, sense door covers up the mind door. It seems there's a lot of seeing a visible object, a lot of painful bodily feeling, a lot of...
But actually, mind door plays its role all the time. Taking it for the shape and form and build up the idea of things.
Thinking about
yeah.
pain and arm and body and...
So all the teachings bring about the understanding of no self.
Yeah.
And it has to do to be developed with detachment. As soon as there is the eye, it covers up again.
Mm-hmm.
One goes away unknowingly, that one hasn't had the understanding of reality, but one tries to look around and couldn't find that. Like now, someone might search for visible object or vitaka or anything, but where are they now at this moment? When there's no thinking, it's the moment of awareness. But when there is thinking, it's always Sutamaya and Satyayana. That's why the teachings of the Buddha should be studied very carefully.
Is that a white?
See, whisper object.
And agitation about it.
Just talk about it. But at the moment of understanding it, there is clearer than knowing about Patria, or Patria must be there. That's why all Vipassana Jnana understands the actual, the present realities, no word, But right understanding begin to say, for example, Bhajya, is there any understanding of Bhajya right now, or just thinking about it? But when there's the understanding of a reality, only one reality at a time, is it time yet to understand Bhajya, or not yet? See, so Panya grows gradually, and it's so true that no one can deny it all, or mistake it as higher understanding. So true, so truthful to reality and to right understanding. Otherwise, right understanding cannot develop.
You mentioned something just previous to this, John, about, well, it's probably just what you said, but you used the words Suttamahabhaya.
Satyayana.
Satyayana. Mm-hmm. And Satyayana is understanding.
Firm intellectual understanding. So life has to go on and on and on. We don't know what will be next moment, what will come. But there are conditions for each reality which has arisen.
What we do know is there'll just be more seeing, more
developing understanding of reality. Read just to understanding what appears now. For a moment of studying about the characteristic of visible object, that which is seen, only then it's time to consider, it's time to understand what appears now when there is no thinking. That is the moment of learning or understanding it. And when it happens by conditions, one understands the right awareness is conditioned, not me who is aware or who set time for an hour to be aware, something like that.
I think that's the difficult part. It's not me.
Not me. Much more deeper than that. That's why the beginning has to be with detachment from clinging, self-centered, because anyone does from morning up to now without understanding is from me or I or the world. So how can that be eradicated? It has to be right understanding. Reading, considering, to have the understanding of no self at all, like Jetasika, no self. If you just mentioning it, call it, name it, it's only calling someone in distance, but that presence now, yes. You don't have to call because that person appears to you.
It's a good example.
Good analogy. And like whatever we talk about, like the painful bodily feeling or the strong attachment, if it's not appearing now, it can't be known, so it always has to come back to what appears now.
That's why Satipatthana means at this very moment, whatever appears, understand by awareness and panya. And that is the meaning of sati sampajanya, not sati at level of dana or sila. So in a day, people think about Varita Sila. It seems like that's so very important. But when it's not time to kill, we don't have to kill anywhere. But Varita Sila, Acharita Sila, can be conditioned to arise with right understanding, seeing the value of each type or each kind of kusala. So one can extend merit when one has done good deeds.
If it's kusala chitta.
But I think Ajahn's point is there's so much of that during the day anyway. You don't have to find any specific good deeds. Yeah.
Because even right now it's good deeds, but not enough.
Yeah.
Because at the moment it can be good deeds too if there is understanding as conditions.
And extending merit well. many different kinds of cheetahs, so a lot of attachment and as well, many different
thinking
kinds of
about appreciate the other school bits. This is very important too.
Yes.
It means that at that moment it can condition your own good deeds.
Yes, yes. Reflecting
because
on
of the appreciation. You appreciate the wholesome reality, not the unwholesome reality.